Hey, and welcome to the very first Go Fraud Me podcast. I'm your humble host and Go Fraud Me master of ceremonies, Adrian.
What up?
So let's get right to it. Due to the nature of the site, you can probably imagine the volume of hate mail I get. Some of it is just rambling gibberish, but some of it is straight up hateful. It would be hateful if random people on the internet had the power to make me feel bad. Dude, I've been working on the internet so long, nothing bothers me anymore. Anyway, some of these are really funny, so I wanted to share them with y'all. It's just not fair to keep them myself. You ready? All right, let's go. So this one started with a Facebook message, and it was totally normal, like the hundreds of Facebook messages I get about potentially fraudulent fundraisers. No biggie, right? But it quickly took a turn for the worse. I'll spare you the word vomit that flooded my inbox and just try to sum things up. Basically, this person was butthurt about some dude raising money for cancer costs, and she said that he actually wanted the money to go on vacation. So I asked her for a link to the GoFundMe page, which she never provided, although she did send me several screenshots and a giant wall of copypasta text that was absolutely not helpful at all. I kept asking her why she thought the fundraiser was fraudulent, and for some reason, this irritated her to no end. She's like, it's fraud, okay, because I said so. And around here is the point where she starts losing her shit. Ready? I am telling this for the last time. This elaborate plot to go on vacation. Listen to me and listen good. I have cancer. My house was set on fire. I was homeless, and he lives at a $250,000 home. Hang on. Hold up. Let me stop you right there. Maybe I lived in San Francisco for too long, but is a $250,000 home really that outlandish? A quarter mil will get you a sweet-ass tent under the 280 overpass. But I digress. I seen it. I am sorry. He is not in need. He has family to help. I guess anyone can beg for money to go on vacation and scam people. This man is a nobody. Did drugs for years and was totally jerk. She legit said that, totally jerk. And I'm going to make totally jerk my new insult. If he has not stopped, I do a GoFundMe to get my gas and water turned on. I am a Christian. If this man has not stopped, then I will make sure I get money to get my utilities on. Okay, let me make sure I got this. So what you're saying is you're going to start a GoFundMe campaign of your own out of revenge or something? I mean, dude, not having gas or water is pretty serious. Like, you should probably get on that. Anyway, here's my response. I feel your frustration, but a gut feeling isn't enough to get it shut down. Have you contacted GoFundMe with your concerns? She replies, this is not a gut feeling. It is what I know. If you don't stop, I have other resources to stop this. I thought you would help. This man is not getting $10,000 to go on vacation. To which I reply, you understand you're not talking to GoFundMe, right? I have no relation to the company and can't do anything about fundraisers. Side note, we have done a pretty good job as a community at GoFraudMe, kind of calling people out and getting fundraisers taken down. And I do sort of have an overinflated view of my own power. But really, I cannot manually remove fundraisers from GoFundMe. Anyway, so I said, you have yet to provide solid proof of misuse of funds. So unless you have access to his bank account or solid evidence, there's nothing I can do. Here it comes. Are you ready? She says, I guess you don't take me seriously. Well, I tried to get the media to help me convict the woman who tried to kill me and my animals by setting my home on fire. Guess what happened to him? His son committed suicide. Do you know why this happened to his son? Because I am a Christian. Wait. Wait. This lady is legit telling me that she caused a newscaster's kid to kill himself because the newscaster wouldn't do a story on her personal drama. What freaking church do you go to so I can avoid the shit out of it? Like, this is some serious Old Testament shit. I think someone needs to tell her Jesus Christ died for our sins, so we no longer need to sacrifice goats because we lusted our neighbor's wife. Like, dude, It gets worse, believe it or not. What you are doing to me, you are doing to God. Now this news anchor and his wife crying the blues because his son is burning in hell. Capital H-E-L-L exclamation point. Hell. I told this news anchor after refusing to do my story, something will happen to them by reject them. I don't know what that means, but okay. Justice has not been served, but I have attorneys that is going to get that psychopath by going viral and having warrants served. So if you don't listen to me, my God will take care of it. I know as a fact he is scamming. God knows. Like, what am I supposed to say to that, right? The only thing I could say was, wow, okay then. I'm not sure what kind of God you believe in, but he sounds like a real dick. Bless you. To which he replies, my God is just God. You will pay for saying that about God. At that point, I realize that I can't reason with this person, so I say, this conversation is over. I'll pray for you. So, she then called my work line, sounding like one of my feral foster cats hissing into the phone, that God was going to make me pay for calling him a dick. All right, I'll be here waiting whenever you want to strike some vengeance down upon me, honey. All right, so our second hate letter. I need to preface this by saying that I truly feel for people with debilitating medical issues, especially if they end up with like huge medical bills because they have crappy or no insurance. That said, some people are straight tripping. And we randomly came across this fundraiser, and everything about it was fishy. Not necessarily fraud, but it was. There was a laundry list of bizarre medical issues, and it was just weird. So naturally, I posted it on the old Facebook page for discussion. And then the campaign owner showed up. I'd like to say that hilarity ensued, but his repetitive posting was less hilarity and more hella boring, so I blocked him. And as a rule, I don't really block people unless they're spammy or like this guy, kind of like talking to a brick wall, like a mute, deaf brick wall. Anyway, so this is when he starts sending emails and calling my work line. Oddly enough, he claimed I was harassing him, and I'm like, what the fuck, dude? I'm trying to have a beer over here, and you're blowing up my phone bitching about your 50 boxes of medical bills. I should note here that the following hate mail arrived in one giant paragraph, and therefore, I will read it as such. Are you ready? I'm still not ready, and I've read this like 15 times. All right, deep breath. Are you ready? Please send me writing that you will pay all my medical bills to me and email along with your address. Send me funds for the shipping and I will have my health aid weigh the boxes and send you the correct price with the post office and have all 50 boxes or more bills sent to you. Wanting in writing, you will pay for a doctor or doctors to operate on me. Once I find the correct doctor or doctors, he will send you the bill in total, period. Breathe. This is not a joke. I am disabled and you have people harassing me, needing help that are disabled and sick fact. Hella periods, exclamation point. Breathe. I hope you're off your medications from your shrink. I see one all the time and sick with panic and a agoraphobia, stomach problems, back problems, shakiness, head pressure, passing out, varies 89 times last year, gotten worse, frozen shoulder from a stroke, and the right arm is numb with spasms. Sorry, the right arm is numb with spams. Hand in the right is numb, right bone is free. Down on the left, no feelings in my right hand. The blood flow when I stand is not flowing correct at all. On the right side, it's causing me pain to pass out. Doctors are aware of this. Nothing has been done. Unable to work at all. No feeling in my left leg. No feeling in my left arm. There's feeling in my left hand. Hang on, I have to breathe. There's feeling in my left foot. I need assistance with my health aid that cooks for me. Go to get my medications. Help me. So the doctor's offices and to the hospitals and much more. As I cannot be alone. This sucks. I don't wish it on anyone. So you don't want to take it down. So do you want to pay my bills? Great. Send me a letter and email or fax it to me. By the way, notary too. Want to harass people on disability and having problems with bills? Great. Pay them all, please. Question mark. Breathe. This is my appeal to you. And while on that matter, why don't you help me with my health aid, putting on my clothes and helping me shave since you know me so well. I disabled, sick, period. Breathe one more time. By the way, I can promote things, have websites, and have pen pals. There's no law about that. Not doing anything wrong. Not committing fraud at all. You have no rights to place me on your site saying that I'm a fake. I see you listen to other nuts maybe wanting to get back to me as they cannot get their way from a collage male that needs and to be on his medications and so on. Hella periods, exclamation point, end. I mean, what do I do with this? Like, I think we need to move on. Hang on, I need a drink after that. Parched. I'm not breathing. I feel like a punctuation. All right. So third one. This one was kind of funny. Like, not funny, haha, but just funny. She basically came after me because I liked a comment that a GoFraudMe reader had made on another page about her fundraiser. Apparently liking something means you think someone is a huge fraud. Are you defensive much? Remind me to add likes are not endorsements to my bio. Anyway, Susie Sunshine writes, hi, you... Sorry, hang on. It's just that funny. Hi, you sad piece of shit. Never jump on a bad wagon. Have your mother ever taught your dumb ass learn fraud, you piece of shit? It's like, you know, again, how do you respond to that? Well, I responded with, wow, what? She said, wow, my ass. You called my page, my friend set up for me as fraud, and you disrespectful cunt with a K, disrespected me. I'm the one with five kids, you asshole. Asshole, two words. Sorry, I'm trying to keep it together here. And I take care of them, not the government. Before you spit on someone, ask questions, asshole. Is that still a damn scam or the truth? And seriously, at this point, I really didn't understand what she was talking about. I had no idea who this lady was. So the only thing I could say was, what in the actual hell are you talking about? So she responds and says, don't ever assume. You liked it, so you were agreeing to her statement. And she has a screenshot of this post that a GoFraudMe reader left on another page. I'm not going to repeat it here because it was kind of bad. But, you know, liking something doesn't mean that I was saying she was a fraud, right? Anyway, so I said, proof of what? The page liked a comment? Get a life. She said, buy you a life because you put yourself where you didn't belong. You seriously, I've been working on the internet for, I don't know, probably close to a decade by now. I've been called every name in the book. And this is probably the funniest thing that anyone's ever called me. She said, because you put yourself where you didn't belong, you disrespectful ape shot eating pig. How does anyone respond to that? You know, my many years working on the internet, I tend to, you know how to deal with the comment section and angry tweets and all that. I was at such a loss for words that I sent back a thumbs up emoji because it's not really, that's like the only thing you can do at that point, right? So she responds and says, thanks for liking my comment. Now get a life with this silly page of yours. Not every FundMe account is fake. This is at 9:57 p.m. I ignored her at this point because, you know, any other engagement would basically just be thumbs up emojis. And I was done. Like, she was obviously unhinged. So 4 hours later, she responds to me and says, LOL, still have no life, I see. Okay. I've ignored you and you responded to me 4 hours later, but okay, I have no life. You don't hurt me, you piece of shit. I hope you feel better, dude. I mean, I did not send her another thumbs up emoji. All right. So this is her last hate mail. The other day, The ever so astute GoFundMe readership alerted me to a woman who had posted her own GoFundMe campaign on the Facebook page of a pretty popular GoFundMe star. You can't see me right now, but I'm doing air quotes around star, okay? Anyway, the readership started digging into it and found basically the same exact GoFundMe campaign from this person dating back to 2014. And neither she nor her kids had aged a day from the first campaign to the most recent one. That's kind of shady, right? So that's what I said in a post. And both campaigns disappeared almost immediately after I wrote about it. Right. Okay. So her BFF was apparently not happy with this. Bring on the hate. Here's what she wrote in an email. I've known her for 10 years and everything she's saying is true. Please learn or know the facts before you slander someone's name. You're just placing judgment on people you don't know because they don't look or say what you like. You should be ashamed of yourself. Please take it off. Okay. First of all, open up a dictionary and learn the definition of slander. Second of all, this lady was writing, she continually used the letter U in place of the actual word U, as if she's paying per character to send an email, but whatever. So I basically told her, yeah, you don't know the definition of slander, but okay. She responded, I do know the definition. She hasn't aged in 2 years. What's that? I'm not saying her amount is reasonable or all that's been said is not told in the correct quote-unquote timeline. You are calling her a liar. That is slander. You do not know her. We will see. So I said to her, if this is your good friend, why don't you give her the $70,000 she's asking for on GoFundMe? I mean, seriously. Anyway. So she Googled the definition of slander and sent me a screenshot of basically a definition from internetlawyer.com proving to me that she really had no idea what she was talking about, which I already knew. But I told her to try again, and if she wanted to communicate with me further, do so through her lawyer because I consider it harassment. See how that works? I can throw around meaningless legal threats too. So that's all I've got for now. I hope you enjoyed it. If you've been sitting on a string of cuss words that you'd like to fling at me, please do so at any time, preferably on my work line so I can record it and share with everyone else. That's 202-599-2302. Write that shit down in your folder of hate. It's been fun, y'all. We'll see you next time.